Nation. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 2 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, Governor Murphy will spend much of his last year in office focused on ramping up early education. He says the goal is to make full-day pre-K and kindergarten a reality in every community.
This is a vitally important investment that will not only improve educational outcomes for our state's students, it will also lower costs for every parent with young children.
Most districts already provide full-day kindergarten. Murphy says some districts are falling short. New Jersey's first coffee festival will take place in a couple of months. The NJ Coffee Festival is set for Saturday, March 22nd, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Bell Works in Holmdel. Coffee lovers will be able to meet local coffee vendors, learn new brewing techniques at the festival's brew school, and enjoy live acoustic music. Artisan pastries, teas, and coffee cocktails will also be offered. More information can be found at njcoffeefestival.com. An Asbury Park man is convicted of kidnapping an 11-year-old girl off the street nearly 2 years ago.
A Monmouth County jury found 30-year-old Raquan Folk guilty of kidnapping, as well as both luring of and endangering the welfare of a child. Prosecutors say in May 2023, Folk convinced the girl to get into his vehicle and drove her to a neighboring town where the victim managed to flee for help before she was assaulted. Folk faces up to 30 years in prison for the kidnapping conviction alone. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
A dog was rescued from a dumpster at an Old Bridge apartment complex on Tuesday. Police said surveillance video shows the dog, believed to be a Bichon Frise named Scotty, was put in the dumpster late Monday night around 10 p.m. as temperatures were in the teens. The dog was spotted by a maintenance worker. A 26-year-old Old Bridge man has been charged with animal neglect and animal abandonment. Scotty is now being cared for at the Old Bridge Animal Shelter. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Are we warming up? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Our next substantial chance of snow or rain isn't until next week. That's not great news necessarily. We are still in drought, and season-to-date snowfall is running behind normal for most of the state. Now, we're going to talk about cold temperatures, but things are about to get a little bit better. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Those are going to fall to around 10 degrees. Tomorrow, sun and clouds, highs in the upper 20s. We're getting there. Friday, we have a shot at above freezing temperatures, barely, lower 30s with plenty of sunshine. Now, we move into the weekend, and we're finally warming to more seasonable levels. Still chilly Saturday, sunshine and lower 30s. Sunday, expect increasing clouds and highs near 40 degrees. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
Clark, 20 degrees. Middletown, 19. Atlantic City, 22. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.